You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is gold? It's bright, shiny, yellow in color, and really, really valuable. Gold is an element, which is one of the simplest substances in nature. Gold's scientific abbreviation is AU for aurum, the Latin word for its color, like the color of dawn. Its number is 79 on the periodic table of elements. It's in the same column as copper and silver, so it has some similar properties. Like those two elements, it's a metal commonly used in jewelry. That's because those metals don't corrode or oxidize. In chemistry, this classifies those metals as the noble metals. In nature, gold is found in a number of forms. Most gold is found in rock ore, called a vein, but it can also be found in rivers or streams when nuggets, flakes, or tiny grains are eroded by water over time. Under the right conditions, specimens can be found in rock or water where the gold has formed in a crystal or a leaf shape. If you enjoy jewelry, you've probably heard the word carat. It refers to the purity of the gold ring, necklace, or bracelet. 24 carat is pure gold. But pure gold is very soft, too soft to be worn and touched every day like in jewelry. So it's mixed with other metals, which is called an alloy. 12 carat gold is an alloy with 50% gold and 50% other metals. A number of different metals are used depending on the properties needed or the color that's wanted. When an alloy of gold plus copper is produced, it's a reddish color and it's called rose gold. Copper is pretty hard, so when it's added to gold to make rose gold, it's not nearly as soft as yellow gold. White gold is when zinc, nickel, or palladium is used. So what are some of the properties of gold? First, it's very malleable, meaning it's easily shaped with a hammer. In fact, tiny amounts can be hammered into incredibly thin wafers called gold plate or gold leaf. That's why it's often used to cover Capitol building domes. Gold is very ductile. This means it can be pulled into incredibly thin wires. It's a good reflector of sunlight and solar radiation. That's why NASA uses it on astronaut helmets. It doesn't tarnish, unlike silver. It's a good conductor, so heat and electricity can easily flow through it. Here's a fun home activity you can try that's both yucky and yummy. Get a whole bunch of those gold-colored, metal-wrapped chocolate coins. Keep some of them in the metal wrapper, remove some of them from the wrapper, and wrap some of them in plastic. Place unwrapped and wrapped coins in a variety of places. In the sun, in the shade, a hot garage or kitchen, a cooler room, and so on. Then compare the rate of melting. And best of all, have fun with the cleanup. Well, we've just learned a little bit about gold. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.